Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow. So Lizzo now, all over the news this morning, because three of her former backup dancers are suing her for what they claim were awful conditions on the job.
Three?
Three of them. Three women say they danced for Lizzo and her touring company between 21 and 23, those 2 years, okay. 2021 and 2023.
Bet.
They claim they were either unjustly fired or forced to resign due to unbearable circumstances.
Wow.
In the documents that they filed, these women say that they made it on to Lizzo's
A-team. A-team.
Through her reality show on Amazon called Watch Out for the Big Girls.
Bet.
And after they made the cut, they were then subjected to a number of, they claim, workplace violations.
Wow.
Several of them, sexual harassment, they're claiming. False imprisonment.
False. Oh.
And interference with prospective economic advantage, among other claims.
What does that even mean?
Well,
sounds like somebody wouldn't get paid right.
Some people on her management team are also getting allegations. I mean, how can it just be Lizzo? It'd have to be people around her as well.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah, but basically saying that they're claiming to be held hostage in a number of situations.
Yikes.
They cite two different instances on the road in Europe. They said that they subjected them to attend nude shows in Amsterdam and in Paris, and it was a clear discomfort to a lot of the employees.
What?
Yeah.
Yikes.
It made them touch the nude dancers.
Hey, yo!
Yeah, like, it goes on and on. So you can go read the documents on your own, but it's awkward. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ in the morning from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias. Wepa.
I was going to say it's Wednesday.
It is. It is. Yeah, buddy.
And coming up next, we have to discuss your big move.
More?
More.
Now,
more.
There's levels to it, a lot of levels.
Even though you're already moved and you're in your new house, I want to talk about cleaning after the move.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
So we're going to do that next. And don't forget, by the way, we have Jonas Brothers tickets at 7:45 this morning and every day this week.
You don't want to miss that chance. No. They ain't even on sale yet.
That's right. But next, something having to do with cleaning after you move. DZ, I'm going to quiz you. Get ready.
Bet.
KISS FM. Stop talking. We're not on the air. We're going to say all this on the air, DZ.
Oh,
he's
dang.
Literally telling me everything about the topic off the air. So I put my headphones on and I ignored you.
I noticed.
I'm like, turn on the mic and let's talk about it now.
Dang, all right, well
listen,
then, good morning.
Good morning. I want to talk to you, DZ, about moving and cleaning and how much you clean when you moved out of your house. Have you cleaned yet?
Not too much, no.
Okay.
We've quick vacuumed while we were moving, swept up, wiped down like the kitchen just to get the crumbs off, if you will. But we haven't clean. Like the move-out clean ain't happened yet.
Yeah, because when I do the move-out clean, I don't do the move-out clean. There is no move-out clean.
You just let it be.
It's the vacuum. Is my stuff gone? Because by the time you get out of the old place, you don't care about it anymore. You're focused on the new place.
I sure don't.
So going back to the old place is a waste of time, you feel like, and you go, screw it, and then you give up.
It's a chore. It's a tax. You don't even like the place anymore because you don't technically live there anymore. And that's exactly what happened. I've looked around the house because we've gone back a few times. We still had a couple odds and ends that we needed to get, weren't pressed to get right away in the move. So when I go back, I usually go back after the show when we leave here. I look around and I just go, man, I don't care about none of this. I don't want to clean none of this. I don't need bleep, 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 bleep. But you gotta.
Are you gonna?
You have to. What do you mean am I gonna?
I don't know. What, do you want back your security deposit or what?
Nah, it's not even about that.
Well, then screw it. I'm out. Because he came back and made you move in a matter of months. Bye. He can clean it himself.
For me, it's the perception of how I would like to leave something because it's going to be a reflection of how I would want somebody left for me.
There was so much stuff that needed fixing in that house. Mm-hmm. You have no reason to feel bad about leaving it not clean. The basement flooding. You put up with so much garbage in that house. You're a saint if you go above and beyond for that guy. I'm sorry.
I mean, I guess maybe, but it's to me, the fixes.
He left you with a flooded basement. You know what I'm saying? Like
the fixes and the things that need to be done have no consequence on how I feel. I want to represent the cleanliness of the place. His problems are his problems. My cleanliness is my problem.
Did you vacuum or are you going to vacuum and sweep all the floors?
Yeah, definitely need to vacuum and sweep all the floors again.
Are you going to scrub the toilets?
I am going to scrub the toilet and the bathtub.
Are you going to clean the kitchen appliances?
We've already kind of done that.
Okay.
Yeah, we've already kind of done that. The fridge is still needs a little wipey wipe, if you will. Mm-hmm. But the stove is looking spick and span real nice, ready to cook a meal.
I'm looking at the move out to cleaning checklist. Did you wipe down the baseboards?
Who's a what?
Exactly. That's deep cleaning right
there. I don't
know
if I'm doing all that now.
Well, the baseboards is when you get into deep cleaning.
Okay, yeah. I might not be deep cleaning. I'm just going to be half cleaning then because baseboards, nah, dog. Mm-hmm. I ain't wiping that.
Did you clean the sinks and the countertops?
Not efficiently, but yes.
Okay. So you do a lot of, you do most stuff except for like you're not going to wipe down the baseboards.
Gee, I'm going to dust the fans. I'm going to wipe it all down.
Like, now
I'm,
we're taking it a whole, dusting I'm the gonna fans.
I'm
going to
get into
Hell no.
We got the special little fan duster.
Oh my gosh, you're so nice.
We got one, man. I'm just trying to do what it do. You know what I'm saying? I want that person. I want the next person living in that home to come in and go, wow, it's nice to be able to come in, unpack, undo, and not have to clean first. Because I'm going to be real honest with you. The transition when we moved in a few years back was bad. And it was dirty.
Wait. Oh, okay, now you're triggering me again. So it was dirty when you moved in and you're going out of your way to clean for the stop.
It was dusty. It
Why
was dirty.
Why are you doing that then?
There had been some quote unquote renovations and updates that were done. And whoever was supposed to come back and clean did not. Then all of a sudden it was moving day. And we went, what's going on here?
And the landlord didn't care that they didn't clean.
Oh, they were gone. They were gone for another job. They had left, so they were like, we thought it was clean.
They should have paid someone to come clean it because they own the house and they didn't. So they kind of screwed you in that. So for you to again go, I'm getting mad, and I know the owner of your house.
Why are you getting mad?
Because it's messed up that you moved in, it was dirty, and you're like, I'll go out of my way to clean and make it. Screw that, man. And he's the one that's got getting the money out of the house. You know what I mean?
You think I'm going out of my way.
You're saying I'm doing it because it's representing me.
Yeah, and it's what
got
I would
nothing
do.
Nothing to do with him.
Nothing at all. It's me, not him, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm just saying he's not even going to appreciate it. If you move, that's what I think.
And that's fine. I'm really I'm not doing it for his appreciation. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it for my satisfaction.
So you feel better about how you left it.
Exactly. Because now when he comes in and has the realization of all the things that we had nothing to do with, it's going to be real clear cut that we did our best to keep that house together for him. Do you feel me?
Yeah.
You feel me?
He knew there were issues.
Oh yeah, of course he did. He's gonna have the realization of how the issues have progressed since he's left.
Right.
And not cared.
His karma is he's gonna be living in that house now with the flooded basement.
I suppose so.
That's the karma. Let's be real. Angie in Lake Geneva texted in and said, as far as cleaning when you move out, she said, depends on how much the deposit was. Mine was $1,400, so yes, I'll deep clean. I need that money back.
I'm gonna need that bread.
That's a lot of money as a deposit. Now, $1,400 would get me cleaning. Talking when it's been like $300-$400. I'm like, we'll see how much we get back today.
You could keep it.
Yeah, like at this rate.
Put that towards the cleaning bill, dog.
The carpet's destroyed, so,
man.
You know.
I mean, so really, how would you have cleaned a move out? For real, you just make sure your stuff is out and you good to go?
I'd be lying if I said I went crazy and deep cleaned every apartment I ever moved out of. I've owned my house now for like 10 years, but I lived in a lot of apartments. Mm-hmm. And I moved all over, you know, southeastern Wisconsin the first like 15 years I was here. And I'm telling you, every time I didn't clean much because I gave up. Once I was out, I was out.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to focus on the new place. And I was like,
screw
the old place. ADHD, new focus.
Okay, bye. This is not my address no more. Bye.
We broke up. We're over. Next. Literally, that's not my address anymore.
Allie grabs her stuff and closes her eyes. Said, okay, now.
Next.
See you later.
414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and your texts next about how much you clean when you move out. Are you like me? You just leave it and go, screw it.
Or you deep cleaning like me.
Which one are you? Kiss FM. I just don't clean when I move out. Sue me if you want. Or take my security deposit.
Please don't sue us.
Don't sue DZ. DZ's cleaning, though.
I clean.
103.7 Kiss FM. We're talking about DZ's big move. Bought his first house with his wife, and they officially moved over the weekend.
Yep.
Bayview to Bayview.
Half mile.
But you moved out of the rental, and you're going to deep clean. And I said, screw that. Just leave. And Beth Ann in Kenosha, let's pull her up first, because boy, was she mad at me. Let me tell you. Beth Ann, good morning.
Yes, girl. I'm still so upset. Like, you don't do what others do. You do what you're supposed to do with your morals and values. I'm with him.
Talk to her, Beth Ann.
I treat people just fine. Whether or not I clean the baseboards and the carpet when I move out of an apartment, it is not my morals and my personal opinion.
Yes, it is.
Let me tell you. You got to clean the baseboards.
Yeah, take my deposit. Take my deposit. Leave me alone.
Allie got bread like that, Beth Ann. She don't care about no deposit.
I don't have bread like that. I don't care. There's a difference.
Listen.
No, girl. You got to do it. That way somebody walks in and they're like, wow, those people were clean.
Well,
that's
usually
how I moved in my house. I'm like, no. But I'm a perfectionist, too. I'll see that dust every little place that it is.
Yeah.
No.
So it wouldn't have been good enough for her anyway.
Beth Ann likes to speak and span.
Right. When I grew up, my daddy woke us up, and we had chores every morning. He was from the military, so
we had
to do things. Yep, and we had to do things to get breakfast. We didn't just get it.
Had to earn it. Had to earn your keep. That's where earn your keep comes from.
Okay, so you are a hard worker and you got a good work ethic. Again, that's not morals, people. Like, you just get up and work.
Okay, but it's just a part of who you are.
It's a personal quality.
Sure.
And it's not one of yours, Allie.
No, cleaning.
Remember that whole karma thing. What you do goes around.
Yeah, I know.
And you do good things. Good things happen to you.
I moved out of an apartment, and I let them keep my deposit and hire cleaners. Sue me, Beth Ann. What do you want? Like,
Beth Ann?
I mean, I'm going to jail for this one.
As long as you're paying for the cleaners, that's okay, too.
My deposit
employ
is.
Some of those cleaners.
Beth
Ann. I agree with that.
Allie's just going to contact you for the next clean, okay?
Seriously.
Hey, I'm there for it. I don't care. I like to clean, so that's a good thing.
This is like flossing.
Not my own house.
This is like flossing your teeth. We got to go, Beth Ann. You have a great day.
We appreciate you.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Later.
You know how you go in, you're like, yeah, I floss. No, and damn well you didn't floss. I'm not going to lie on this show and act like I have deep cleaned apartments when I have not.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that rented to me know it in this city. So I can't even lie on this show.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you move in, how did the places look?
Always good, because they were always apartments until I bought my house, right?
Mm.
So
what about the house then?
The house was nice. The house was clean. Yeah, they actually left me a note and like a welcome basket.
Aww.
Yeah, it was very nice. I don't know. Mike's in Hartford. Let's take him quick, because he said he almost got a lawsuit or had a lawsuit. I don't know. It sounded interesting, okay?
All right. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
You had me at lawsuit.
So when Kathleen and I bought our house, we lived in a townhouse for 4.5 years.
Yeah.
And after the first year, it was kind of a month-to-month situation,
okay,
which was fine. And we had a dog, and she never really had accidents in the house. Every accident we had, we cleaned up and cleaned the carpet. And we found out when we moved out that they're like, oh, yeah, you got to pay $900-some-odd to have a carpet cleaning company come in. And then we're going to replace the carpeting. So we're going to clean it and then replace it, because my stepmom worked for a company that did, like, apartments for low-income people. So they had check-in and check-out sheets.
Yep.
And we had a check-in sheet that the carpet was not brand new when we moved in. And after 7 years, if it has more than one tenant, mm-hmm. it has to be replaced.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, our carpet was older than however many it was. So we had filled all that out.
Yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. They were. And so we's like, fine, keep our security deposit. We don't care. Like, we have our house now. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And they're like, if you want to threaten us with a lawsuit, we'll get a lawyer.
Yo.
And never heard from them again.
Of course not.
They were trying to scam you.
Because we had the move-in sheet signed by them when we moved in.
Perfect.
They're like, well, we can't argue with that now. So we never heard from them again.
There you go.
And this is why you file your documents. Keep those handy. You never know when they come in.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Depends on the day, whether it's better or worse. What's the problem today, DZ?
Today's a really interesting one, y'all.
Okay.
Emily wrote in, and off rip goes, my ex-boyfriend's father swiped on me.
Listen. Wait, her ex's dad?
Ex's daddy, yes.
Nick?
So,
or maybe not.
And as she goes, maybe not.
Hold
I like
on.
That. My ex-boyfriend and I, both 30, broke up almost 2 years ago. Only dated 6-7 months. We've both dated other people since then. Plus, I'm currently single and using dating apps. I don't really have a type, so my range is very. Last week, though, my ex's father, age 47, messaged me asking me out, and I've yet to respond. I don't know if he even remembers me or not. We only met a handful of times. I feel slightly awkward about the situation, though, because I did always think his father was a very handsome man, but was never romantically interested.
I hope not.
Is it weird that I'm almost considering meeting him for coffee? What would you do? What should I say? Emily.
I'm so into this. Okay, so she's 30 and the dad's 47.
That's like, what, 18 years? 17?
17.
There you go. So that kid was born when dad was 17.
I have mixed. Okay, first of all, no. It's your ex-boyfriend's dad. If it was just a 47-year-old man, I'd say do whatever you want. But the fact that it's your ex-boyfriend's dad, that's not icky to you? Like, what do you think, DZ?
Honestly, yeah. for real?
Yeah.
I don't find it that strange.
Really?
Right? You already had the experience with one.
You had the immature one.
Now, maybe the mature one is the one you actually needed. She already said, like, I thought he was very handsome.
When we say things like, don't make me dump you and date your daddy.
Yikes.
It's a real thing, apparently.
Apparently. And the fact that she doesn't even know if he remembers her. It doesn't. I don't think they dated long enough for it to matter.
The dad doesn't remember that it's the...
Well, that's what she thinks. That's what she thinks. Or he knows exactly who she is and he went, I can treat you better than my son did.
Right. And let me just say that you set your dating ages.
Oh, do you?
Hers is at 47.
Ah, that's what she meant by my ranges vary.
Yeah.
Got it.
That means
she likes older dudes.
She could cut off at 40 and avoid that, but she doesn't want to. She clearly went higher.
Clearly.
Back in the day would have been like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. But now at my age, technically, I mean, I could meet a guy in his 30s who has a dad in his 50s, and I could date either one of them. I'm in my 40s.
Or like, both of them.
Or both now what? And I've never been in that position. So when I see this, I go, well, girl, why
it's
not?
Feasible.
It's
do
feasible.
You?
Once you get to a certain age, I think the 30 to 47, 30 to 50 almost is like you live so much life in your 30s and 40s.
We've said that
I
before.
I don't know how much they're going to have in common. But that being said.
Clearly something matched them up though, right?
But what's the son going to say if he realizes his dad is dating his ex? Ew.
Well, he might not care. He might dab dad up like, hey, papa.
This is getting icky by a minute.
Nobody said it was good advice, man.
Why am I covering my face so I'm uncomfortable?
Why are you blushing?
Because I'm thinking about the dad and the
son. Did you write this? Allie.
Well, I did say I was 30 once. I did not write this. But it's all making me like uncomfortable the more I think about the dad and the son comparing notes on the girlfriend.
Emily got swiped on. It's not like she pursued the father. The father's pursuing her.
But she's thinking about accepting
it. She is, but she's also thinking he doesn't even remember her. So maybe it's a wash. You know, it's a whole new meeting.
Okay, so what does she do again now?
I say try it. Meet him.
Oh my God.
Go say what's up. Maybe he's going to get there and be like, oh my gosh, did you?
You're my son's ex?
Oh my God, I remember. Oh! And then he might go, clearly this was a mistake. And then you get a free meal because then he's going to treat you like his daughter.
From father-in-law to boyfriend. What a transition.
From daughter-in-law to stepmother.
Oh my God. Now I'm thinking about people I dated, their dads, and I'm like, ick. I think about someone you've dated. Would you ever date their parent? I'm like, no way, man.
Could you imagine if they end up hitting it off? They do meet.
That'd be crazy.
And then they get married. All of a sudden, you're your ex's stepmom.
Or what if, we're writing our own reality show now.
Bet.
She ends up with the dad, and she gets pregnant. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun.
Who's the father? We find out she was screwing around with the son and the father. Look how
the DNA always matches, though.
We wouldn't even know.
We would know. No, what do you say, though? What's the word?
You're making me snort. 414-533-1037. What should Emily do? Should she date her ex-boyfriend's dad or let it be? Say it out loud.
I know.
It sounds so crazy.
We're going to talk about
all
it
right,
next.
Got Jonas Brothers tickets 7:45 this morning. Don't go anywhere.
You ain't going to miss it, are you?
Mm-mm.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
As gross as it is, this is like one of my favorite What Would DZ Do's ever because it's so weird.
I think I gave pretty good advice.
I mean, maybe. Emily wrote in and she has an ex-boyfriend. They dated for about 7 months. Mm-hmm. They're both 30 years old. And now his dad swiped on her. His dad is 47.
Ex's dad definitely swiped.
What should she do?
I said what I said. Try it out. You never know.
Hey, we'll go to Katie and Racine and see what she thinks about the situation. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
What should Emily do? Should she date her ex-boyfriend's dad?
What do you think?
I think it's a little weird.
Okay.
Why? I'm kidding.
I just think it's super awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, any function they go to, obviously the son's going to be there, right?
Yeah.
For the most part.
Oh, ick.
And it's like sloppy seconds.
Ooh.
Like,
yeah,
ew?
I just, you know what? Katie's speechless and I don't blame her. Thank you for calling, Katie.
We appreciate you.
No problem. Have a good day, guys.
You too, bye.
She's probably a little grossed out.
Maybe a little bit, but
it's not even the age. It's the son dad.
They're not dating at the same time.
It doesn't matter. It's his dad. That's what makes it ick. It's the age I can get past. It's this dad part.
Mm-hmm. The fact that it's somebody's father that you've already experienced in your own relationship.
I mean, ick.
I only met him a handful of times. You don't really know him. He don't really know you.
Shannon's in West Dallas this morning. We'll pull up her theme song because she called 5 days in a row. Oh, Shannon, good morning. Do you have any experience with this?
Well, not with father, but I accidentally dated cousins, so I don't know.
What?
That's a whole other thing.
Okay.
Well, if you don't know that they're cousins, then you're in high school. And
oh, you dated
you know.
Two people that were cousins.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. I thought you dated your cousin, and I got worried out.
Oh, God, no.
I understood you, Shannon.
I did not. But it's so wacky this morning. Anything goes, apparently.
At this rate.
Shannon, should Emily date her ex-boyfriend's dad?
No.
No, the end. Goodbye.
She could be causing hurt feelings and not knowing it, because what if the father doesn't know? Mm-hmm. They hit it off. She still doesn't say anything. And then the son finds out, and the father and son are at odds because the father really likes her.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And
mm-hmm.
It's turmoil that she caused knowingly because she knows that he's his father.
Shannon.
It's just messy.
What if father and son aren't even close? What if they barely speak?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? What if they really don't have a relationship? Then does it change it?
Mm. I don't think it changes it, because you could still be causing that wedge that maybe they were going to become closer, and the father might end up, you know, my son was going to talk to me until he found out about you, and you knew, and
further
all these scenarios to it.
Right.
And you know what? I was just thinking, Shannon, the good thing is if Emily decides to have a kid, it doesn't matter which one, it's going to look the same.
There's a reason why she left him then.
She wanted the hotter one.
This your uncle, daddy, cousin.
Oh, gosh.
Oh my God. Okay.
Shannon, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you
later.
That's
a soap opera.
Show is. Have a good day.
Bye.
Dan is in Waukesha. Day two for Dan, trying to get a theme song.
Let's get it, Dan. Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How you doing?
What's up?
Trying to figure it out. We're trying to help Emily. That's what's up.
Do you think she should date her ex-boyfriend's dad?
So here's what I'll tell you. Do not plant seeds that you are not prepared for later on in your life.
Uh-huh.
All right? That's point blank what I'm going to say. Best advice I would say is straight up, you need to write a pro-con list. Write a list of the pros. Write a list
Got
of the
it.
Cons. You know, figure out what's... Yep.
Blood and relation.
Con, his dad.
Con, blood yeah, relation.
Pro.
Yep.
More mature than the last one because yep. he's older.
Yeah, exactly. And weigh it out because, you ain't prepared for all that boo-boo. I'm just telling you right now. you just not. You know,
nah,
I'm telling
boo-boo.
You. It's not going to work out for you.
But you're right.
I mean, Dan. His suggestions have been good.
There's so many people to date. Why date your ex's dad?
Exactly.
But the pro-con list, if there's more pro than cons, who's to say it might not work? Who knows?
All right, Dan, thanks for calling.
Hey, have a good one.
You too, man. Let's get it tomorrow, day three.
Uh-huh. Last but not least, let's go to Amanda in Racine. Amanda!
Turn down for what?
Did you ever date your husband's dad?
Ew.
See what I mean? It sounds disgusting. Emily wants to know, she's 30, if she should date her ex's dad, who's 47. Who swiped on her.
I mean, I say for her, each their own, I guess. I mean, I think that's weird, but if she wants to go for it, that's just a whole weird thing.
Well,
but
it is allowed. It's not like it's illegal.
Right.
It's just, how much is
weird
it
weird because she's going to call her ex-boyfriend. Hi, you know, she's going to call her mommy dearest. You know, hi, mommy dearest.
Like, they've been broken up for almost 2 years. They might not even remember each other in the relationship.
True.
You know?
True.
So, hey, I'm just saying, I say Emily try it, but everybody's going, nah. Dan's the only one that went, pros and cons. Let's see.
Mm-mm. It's funny. My sister-in-law went through this with a father-son duo.
Wait, what?
She used to work with the father, and he used to hit on her like at the bar, I guess.
Yes.
And then the son eventually hit on her too later on.
You're hotter.
And she got to first face with the son.
Oh!
but at the end, she denied both of them. They both got denied.
Oh, at the end of the day, she chose herself.
What a dilemma. You meet a guy and his son is hotter. What a dilemma.
Or you meet a guy and his dad is hotter.
FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, this one involves a designated driver.
Not a
drunk driver. Misspoke. A designated driver.
Bet.
Somebody wrote in, wants to know if she's the jerk for taking advantage of her DD.
Okay.
So here we go. She said, Allie and DZ, my boyfriend agreed to be the DD when we went out last weekend. We went to a friend's house for games and drinks. He was tired from work and said he was going to go, but not drink, and he would drive. He ended up falling asleep on the couch once we got there, so we let him sleep and continued to drink. He woke up a few hours later, realized how late it was, and immediately got mad because he thought we'd be home by now. He said, now I'm going to be tired for work tomorrow. We got into a fight. He called me selfish and irresponsible and argued the whole way home. I don't feel like I'm in the wrong because he agreed to drive. Am I the jerk for taking advantage of my DD, my designated driver?
Yo.
Signed, Shannon.
Bet. Well, Shannon, I don't think you are.
No.
I don't think you took advantage.
No.
No, not at all.
I think that he offered to drive.
Right.
And then he fell asleep.
That's on him.
Right.
Unless y'all established, like, hey, I want to leave by XYZ hour, y'all was there for the get down.
This is like when you offer to do something, but then you resent everyone around you for having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get mad at everybody. And you're like, it's like, well, you shouldn't offer to be the DD if you're going to resent us all.
Right. Like, I didn't know there was limitations to the DD here.
But when you are the DD, if everybody keeps going and you're over it, that's annoying too.
Yeah.
You're like, come on, enough already. We've been out for hours.
You know, once you start flowing, hours pass differently. You know what I'm saying? And if you the DD, hours pass slowly. And when you're not the DD, hours pass quickly.
And when there's no DD, it's called Uber.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been like, get your own ride.
Honestly, why didn't the DD just go, hey, I'm going to head home? Like, if you want to stay.
Because
stay.
That would have been another fight between him and the girlfriend for leaving the girlfriend.
Oh, then we would have been riding the Am I the Jerk differently. Am I the jerk for leaving my girl because when I agreed to DD?
Because she drank too much and annoyed me and I left. Like, ooh, that's a whole other Am I the Jerk.
That really is a spin. But in this scenario, G, I don't think so. I don't think you took advantage. I think boyfriend woke up cranky and all of a sudden was like, man, I don't want to agree to DD. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're good to go.
He was in a bad mood because he was tired.
Could you have been considerate and maybe gone, oh, like, he's been sleeping for a few hours.
That makes her the jerk. The fact that she knows her partner is exhausted.
Yeah.
And she still continued to party and drink.
Right?
I mean, she was like, whatever.
I kind of understand.
You gotta work in the morning? Not my problem.
That's on you, big dog.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But at the same time, the consideration could have been there.
Yeah.
When you know, like you said, you know your partner's tired. You know they already agreed to be nice. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, you should have set a limitation and gone, okay, it's getting pretty late. Who wants to be asleep at a party?
No,
I mean, I'm not assuming it's a party, but a get-together at least. You crashed on the couch?
Mm-hmm.
You should have gone home. You should
have
gone home.
She should have just dropped her off and made her Uber home.
That part. Yeah.
But then he would have been the jerk for leaving his girl with their friends.
Maybe she is the jerk. Maybe Shannon is the jerk. You had zero consideration for the person doing you the favor. Just so happened to be your man. You'd think you'd be more considerate of your partner.
But don't offer to help, though, and then get mad when, you know, when you're
when
helping.
You gotta?
When you're helping.
When the helping is
now
needed.
Now you're mad you're helping. Look at you.
Right.
You said you'd help.
Ooh.
That's being a designated driver. 414-533-1037. Is Shannon the jerk for taking advantage of her designated driver, a.k.a. her boyfriend, who woke up and got mad that they were still partying hours later?
He's the one that fell asleep.
He is the one that fell asleep.
True.
I mean, I could go either way. 414-533-1037. We'll take your calls and your texts next. It's last night, DZ.
Woo!
FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Shannon wants to know if she's the jerk for taking advantage of her DD, a.k.a. her boyfriend, who offered to drive to game night and then fell asleep and got mad when he woke up and they were all still partying.
Salty, he was not a part of the party. He should have just been happy he got a good nap in. He was tired.
Seriously.
Sleep, Papa.
I mean, seriously. Let's start with Bill in West Dallas this morning. Bill is on six. Good morning, Bill. There you are.
Good morning. I'm gonna go with she's not the jerk.
Oh,
I've been in his shoes many times where I volunteered to be the DD.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go out with people or you go somewhere, you know how late that night is gonna be depending on who you're going out with.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Go out with some people, we're gonna be home by 11. I know if we go out with other people, it's gonna be 3 a.m. So I better suck it up and get ready, or just tell her that I'm not gonna go and she can Uber home.
This is the whole thing I was saying. Like, don't offer to help and then get mad when you got to help. This is like me offering to help you move and being mad 4 hours in that I'm still moving. Like, I offered to just, I have to suck it up at this point, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, definitely not the jerk.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Say less, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day.
Milo is in Neshota this morning. Good morning, Milo. How's it going?
I've been in Neshota.
Good morning.
Me
I'm
too.
Good, yeah.
What'd you do in Neshota, DZ?
We went to the little lake that they got out there.
The little lake?
Yeah, well, Lake Neshota.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. They got a little walking path and all that. We've done the thing. Yeah, my wife's been out there. It's nice.
Yeah, Lake Country.
Yep.
So what do you think, Milo? Jerk or not a jerk this morning?
I say he's not a jerk, and I'll let you know exactly why. Because, like, when I'm DD for my girlfriend or my friend, like, you're signing up for everything, and you are in charge of their safety when they are, like DZ said, like, the drinks are flowing. Like, you're the one who's in charge of their safety. And at the end of the day, I would rather be in charge of my girlfriend's safety than an Uber.
Oh.
And if I signed myself up for that, like, I got to be prepared. I got to agree with Phil.
Yeah.
True. No, that's true. Yeah, and it is a whole safety concern. Mm-hmm. I feel where Milo's coming from. If you already agreed, that's your commitment.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You can't offer to help and then be like, oh, I'm annoyed I offered to help now. Gosh, thanks, Milo. Have a good day.
Of course. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Angelina's in Whitefish Bay this morning. Good morning, Angelina.
Hey, hey.
Hello, good morning. Sorry about my voice. I had a wedding. I was at a wedding this weekend, so it's a little scratchy.
It sounds better than
you
mine.
You sound just fine. All right, I was like, what's wrong with your voice?
Nothing. Oh, good. Okay, it's just a little cracky, but
no.
It's fine.
You're fine.
I have a feeling I probably say it only was on the line because I said a little bit of a jerk, so if I'm going jerk side...
Well, it's not, which way are you going? This is the thing about Am I the Jerk. People have to call in with an opinion. You can't, because we
decided.
Get people that go, and I'm like, no, this is, are they the jerk or not?
She said a little bit of the jerk.
Do you think she's a jerk?
I'm thinking I'll pick jerk, and here's why. I think because of the parameters, like, he sort of set up, and I understand, I do really appreciate the safety aspect with having a DD. My concern here was the relationship aspect. Like, you guys were like, he's, you know, you're going to rely on your man or whatever, but shouldn't she maybe be a little more, like, considerate? Like, oh my gosh, that's my boyfriend. I should, he's so tired from his work week. Maybe I should check in on him, like, make sure he's actually okay to be doing the driving. If she knew he was so tired, you know.
Well, that's a reasonable argument if you're going to say jerk.
Watched, Yeah, okay, yeah, okay, sure, sure. And, like, watched him fall asleep at a party, like, a loud-ass party. Oh, sorry, excuse me. Like, I just think maybe I was just thinking in that aspect, like, the relationship aspect, mm-hmm. to me, actually bring a little bit of a jerk.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Hey, I love it, though. All points on point, if you ask me, you know?
Thank you, Angelina.
Yeah,
have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye. Love you guys so much.
Aww. Appreciate you. We love you back, fam.
Shout out to Whitefish Bay.
Let's get it.
Angelina. So that was two not the jerks, one jerk.
So overall, not the jerk, though.
Not the jerk. Well, fine.
That's kind of interesting.
You think?
I mean, we both said not the jerk, but mm-hmm. through conversation, like, mm-hmm. I think the girlfriend could have been a little more considerate? You fell asleep at the... When have you ever fallen asleep at a party and felt like still being at the party?
Right, right. But right? then you're also trying... You can't reason with people that have been drinking either. Nope. So now that's... You're going to drive the people. You're going to drive the people.
Yeah.
Listen. Coming up next, we are going to give away Jonas Brothers tickets.
Ooh-wee.
Okay?
Yeah.
And Shannon can go home to her boyfriend. They can work out their own stuff about the DD and she can drive next time, okay?
Right.
Jonas Brothers tickets when they come to the Pfizer Forum in November next. Oh my goodness. Allie is never on time. Here we are, DZ.
What's wrong?
It's 7:46. I'm only a minute late.
We ain't late. We good.
We're good. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, and we are giving away Jonas Brothers tickets because we just announced last week they are coming to town to the Pfizer Forum. They're going to be here November 20th. You can't even buy tickets until Friday. We've got them. The only tickets in the city right here, right now.
Literally, we the only ones slanging them things, and we're not slanging them. Mm-mm. You winning them.
No, I'm going to be slinging my bra at Nick, though. 414-533-1037. Caller number 33. You're going to see Jonas Brothers. They're coming to town. Pfizer Forum, November 20th. The Jonas Brothers just announced last week on this show.
You think they're going to play that?
Yes. Duh. And if they don't, I'll be mad.
You're taking your bra back.
I'm taking my bra back from Nick. Wait, I don't wear a bra anymore. I got a boob job.
Allie realizes she ain't got nothing to throw. You funny dog.
Women get it. Women get it. Okay. No.
What dudes do too? I don't wear bras.
Well, then, yeah, they're a nightmare. Okay, so listen. Let's get down to business. Kendra is driving. She drove from Greenfield to Maguanago, where she works.
She's that's a trek. Dang, Kendra.
Pulling into work this morning. Good morning, Kendra.
Good morning.
Hey, what are you up to? You just pulling into work, or are you still driving?
I'm still driving. I'm at a red light, though. But okay. I'm very excited to talk to you guys.
Oh, wait, why?
Oh, I mean, I heard something about the Jonas Brothers. I don't know who they are, but...
You don't? Okay, all
could,
right.
Could you name any of them?
Well, your question is very hard today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
No pressure. It's for my friends.
No pressure.
And I'll okay.
How many Jonas Brothers are in the group, the Jonas Brothers?
Oh, man. Well, there's three... And they do have a brother, though. But
I said in the group.
So three.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Woo! You're going to Jonas Brothers!
I'm so excited. Thank you so much, guys.
So you want to take your friend who's getting married?
Yeah, she just got engaged. We've been friends in sixth grade. I'm 29, so.
Very cool.
We'll give her a shout out.
Right, congratulations.
Yeah, good job, Meredith. Congrats. Hey.
Meredith, way to go. You got the ring. Yay.
And you're going to Jonas Brothers. Wappa.
Yay. Jonas Brothers tickets and an engagement ring in 1 year. Yay.
Win-win.
All right, hold on, Kendra. We're going to get your info, okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
And I might need to borrow your bra.
We still got to throw something at Nick. I'm throwing mine at Kevin.
Hey, whatever works for you, man. Same time tomorrow, we will have more Jonas Brothers tickets for you. It's a good prize. Everybody wants it. They're coming to Pfizer November 20th. Same time tomorrow.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow. Lizzo, probably not having a very good day.
Because explain.
We woke up to the news that she is now being sued by three of her former dancers who claim working for her was a nightmare and that they were sexually harassed during that 2 years that they worked for her and her touring company between 2021 and 2023. They also claim they were unjustly fired or forced to resign due to unbearable circumstances.
Whoa, unlivable working conditions.
The three women who all ended up working for her through her Amazon reality show, which was called Watch Out for the Big Girls.
Okay, yeah.
They all made the cut, and then they said they were subjected to numerous workplace violations in California, some sexual harassments. They say false imprisonment, interference with prospective economic advantage, which means they weren't allowed to make, they're claiming they weren't allowed to make more money.
They got blackballed somehow, some way, basically.
Probably had a contract saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the problem, though. You go on a reality show. You want to get an agent, and now you're working for Lizzo, and I bet there was some kind of contract there where it's like.
No.
It's the years where the people. It finally became clear that it was almost you were better off not winning American Idol.
Yeah.
It got to that point because you were so locked into their contracts.
It was different.
Versus if you got second place, you could go get your own contract with your own people and do your own record deal.
I hear it. Yep. So yep. Kind of like that.
Lizzo might have just been like, you came off my reality show.
You locked in with me.
You got to do what I say.
I'm your manager.
But right. But some of the stuff that's really nasty is like how they claim, you know, Lizzo had taken them to these shows in Amsterdam with nude dancers, which is not strange because of the red light district.
It's they were in Amsterdam.
That's what it is. It's right. Topless shows.
People go to Amsterdam for specific reasons.
I mean, well, I'm talking about Paris with the red light district, but same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
different. They're different red light reasons.
Red light, blue light,
you know
whatever.
What I mean? But in Paris, it's the nude shows. But anyway, they said that they were forced to go to those and then interact with these nude dancers and some of the stuff they said that they were encouraged to do. I'm not going to say on the radio, but basically you said it. You can't force your employees to do sexual acts, especially at a strip club. What the hell is that?
Wow, that is a lawsuit in my brain.
Ugh, there's so many nasty things I can't say on the air. But so I haven't heard anything from Lizzo yet. She's probably waking up trying to figure out what she's going to do next. But this is horrible.
It's time to do damage control, Lizzo. That's what it's
we
time to do.
We either need her side or what the hell.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
definitely.
Bad.
But so, it's more than one person?
Three.
Yikes.
Three people. Mm-hmm. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Yeah, buddy.
I was just talking to DZ about whether or not I should offer to play in beach volleyball at Bradford Beach this coming week.
And what did I say?
Hail to the no!
That's not for you, dog. I don't think that's your vibe.
Somebody I know reached out and asked me if I could play this week.
Somebody asked you to be the ringer.
And I said, wait, volleyball at Bradford Beach? And then I started panicking. I went, well, is this hardcore volleyball? Because I'm just here to drink and look at dudes. If this is serious volleyball, I'm not coming.
Listen, my experience with volleyball at Bradford Beach is limited. We only did one team for the shop I managed, right?
Wait, you were on a team?
I never played, but I was one of the ringers.
So you've seen the leagues in action at Bradford?
I've seen the leagues in action. And
are they hardcore?
I think they're pretty hardcore.
Because I'm looking for... I'd rather sub at the random bar league
in
Stallus. Like, call me for your volleyball league in Stallus.
When I know we can time out to refill our cups. I don't think many people are timing out to refill cups at Bradford.
They're
I think
sober?
No, I wouldn't say, well, Wisconsin's sober. But they play. I've seen people pull up, and the height that a lot of these men and women hold, to me, lets me know that they are at least semi-pro volleyball players.
Really?
Some of the bunnies on some of these people, I'm intimidated to go out there. Like, I don't even want to bring a volleyball in the area vicinity just so they don't ask me to play volleyball.
Well, I need to make a decision, because it's like in a day.
Can I make it for you?
Yeah.
No. No, avoid, abort, just ignore. Saying.
But it'd be fun to play volleyball at Bradford Beach just once.
What day are you supposed to play?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? You know what? We should do something. We're doing something. We're busy tomorrow. We got that thing at that place, remember? You
we
can.
Do. You're
you
right.
can.
You know what? You're right. I'm busy.
We got the thing at the place with the people.
What if I had to bring it up on the air because I've never been involved in this and I didn't know if I wanted to do it. I mean, I didn't know you had seen what a league was like. I'm all for the beach.
Fam, do you? But I feel like if you haven't played volleyball in quite some time, you are going to be playing some catch up. You're going to be tired. It's beach volleyball. Mm. Moving in the sand is so hard. Mm. You're going to be hella
That's
sore the
next
thing,
day. I'm lazy and I want to drink
and
on a Thursday night. Like, it's not like a Saturday morning workout class, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly.
It's a Thursday night.
This ain't same Zumba on a Saturday, man.
I hope my friend who invited me is listening. Here's you talking me out of it right now.
Good. I hope they do too. They could blame me for it. That's fine.
And it is a dude. If everyone's wondering why we say they, it's a dude.
G, you would be unhappy the very next day and probably two days to follow. Because one thing, it's sand. Two, I guarantee you it's not the only game. They always play like five games at once.
I texted and I said, what time? How many games? He says four games.
In one day? No!
I'd rather do nothing.
I'm going to say no in English. I'm going to say no in Spanish. I'm going to say nine. I'm going to say negative, negatory, definitely not. Hell nah. What the bleep nah? You got me bleeped up nah.
Somebody texted in, Allie, you should go. If it's the C League, then no one's good.
If there's different leagues, that could change it.
I guess we've
always been a part of the A League.
All I know is before the season started, he asked me if I wanted to be on his beach volleyball team, and I said no. And then he said, we need someone on Thursday. Do you want to play? And I said, no.
Still no.
I said, and now I'm in this, I can't decide.
Let's flip a coin then. Let's flip a coin.
Is Allie going to play beach volleyball at Bradford Beach this week?
Got my coin right here.
As a sub, as a alternate on a random team.
Heads.
I am 6 feet tall, in fairness. That's why he called me.
Of course.
But that heads, doesn't mean I'm good at
tails.
It.
Tails. It is a real coin. It's not fixed.
Okay, I don't want to know where it landed.
What do you want? I'll flip it again.
Flip it again. I want.
Heads, you head there. Tails, you stay your tail at home.
Sure. I'm going out anyway, even if I don't go to volleyball.
Tails! Hey, Wappa! Stay your tail at home.
Stay
your tail at home.
It's more like...
Well, just go do something else.
Go do something else. We're not playing volleyball. And if I change my mind, I'll let you know.
Now you can tell him. The coin decided. You're not going.
All right. I'll let him know.
You know what?
Tomorrow I'm going to be down at Bradford Beach playing volleyball, aren't I? You know me. I am the fun people. I'm like, I'm in.
Not unless you end up taking the boys to the pool. Because then you busy.
Busy.
Mom mode.
I don't know. We'll see. I'll keep you updated. Coming up next, though, I do want to talk about the pool. It's funny you brought that up. From the beach to the pool. Because I have a complaint about pool etiquette, and it's the heart of summer right now.
Oh, a complaint?
I want to get your opinion on this.
Okay.
Everybody does this at the pool, and I want to know why.
Bet.
Tell you next.
Oh. Yeah, buddy.
Oh, 103.7 KISS FM. Sorry, I was replying to texts about volleyball.
You decide. How many coins? Do you really want to play or not? We flipping coins still?
No. It's fine. We're going to move on because I have pool things to talk about. Now, I've been spending a lot of time at the pool, DZ, with the kids. I don't drop the kids off at the pool. I go with the kids.
Oh, I was going to say, I'd be dropping the kids. Never mind.
You know what I mean. So the kids and I have been at the pool, and I've noticed some things this summer, and I would like to talk about pool etiquette.
So I'm a little confused at what you're talking about. What have you noticed as far as pool etiquette? Because I know what you mean by quote-unquote pool etiquette, but elaborate.
Like the basic, don't pee in the pool. Everybody knows that.
Huh? I mean, yeah.
Just don't talk about it, okay? And listen, this is my thing. I've been going, and my kids are now old enough. Owen and Hudson are 9 and 11. They can go swim, and I don't have to keep my eye on them every second. It's a game changer. And there are lifeguards, but a year ago, I still would have been a psycho chasing them around the pool, right? They're fine now.
Want to keep an eye on them, of course.
They're old enough, and they can swim, which is a great, great place to be.
Yeah.
But I'm able to observe people around the pool. And I've noticed that we all do something that's really messed up, and I want to talk about it.
Okay, so you're people watching at the pool and realize something about it.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
People give their kids full chairs with towels that are never sat on. And you know how it's hard sometimes to find a beach chair?
Sometimes.
If you get there late or always?
Sometimes.
So I go up and I see, you know, like one parent and then seven empty chairs with towels on them because there are seven children in the pool and there are now no seats for grown-ups.
And
because all the kids have their towels on them in case they get out, I guess.
In case. Which?
In case.
Are they?
No.
No.
Because I observe. And so after a couple days, I went, you know what? These parents need to start giving up these kids' seats. Like, if an adult walks out to the pool, any pool, I don't care where you're at, and there are no seats for or beach chairs for adults, take your kid's towel off the chair and give the adult the chair. This is like letting a pregnant woman sit down, only you don't have to be pregnant to get the beach chair. There is no reason that people should not all have a beach chair, but they're not because, like I said, and every parent does it, I've done it, throw a towel on, oh, that'll be Owen's chair, that'll be Hudson's chair. They never get out of the pool.
For when they come out of the pool
they
and want to sit with mommy.
Out of the pool. Why am I hoarding the beach chairs? Why? It's so rude.
What is that?
Because we all do it. And then we think, we got to have these. And the worst part is, the pool that I love to go to, there's a little break in the day where they just kind of clear the pool and let you get back in. And I've seen kids get out and they don't even sit on their chair during the break.
Oh, they just keep running around doing something else. Right.
So I just want to say, no matter what local pool you're at, I think you should give up beach chairs for adults that walk in. You don't have to give it up to their kids.
Yeah.
But if there is an adult and your kid has a towel on a chair he's not using, give it up to the adult. Like, I think this should be like a common courtesy 101.
It's like the concept, like you said, giving up a seat for a pregnant woman, elderly, disabled, especially if you're on a bus, public transit, train, anything.
Anything.
It's a commonality that you go, oh, hey, would you like this chair? Would you like, why is pools different?
I don't know, but it is because think about it. Like, you know, you go to any local, if you go, let's say, to Cool Waters or Hoyt Park too late in the day, you're probably not going to find a beach chair. And you're well aware of this if you're a parent with kids.
You post it up at the fence line.
But guess what? There's 17 chairs that are empty with kids' towels on them, aren't there?
All it is a chair for a damn towel.
It's a chair for a towel. Why? Why are we hoarding the chairs? I just want everyone to take that in for a minute and think about it next time you're at the pool.
I don't know why.
If you go to a pool, like, why are you wasting a chair when there's no chairs? You know? We all do it.
Right. No, I definitely agree to that, because now that you say it and brought it into the forefront of my mind, many times I've been at a pool, whether it be the Princeton Club or any other, where you see 15 chairs, not a body in them.
As towels.
Yet they're all claimed chairs. And you go, man, what the heck is going on? I'd love to sit down. I would love to sit down.
Well, I was doing it. And so I stopped. I'm like, Owen Hudson, you don't get a chair anymore. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is for an adult.
You're not using it anyway.
No.
That should be like.
And you're not gonna.
That should be a rule.
Right?
That should be a rule.
Like, why have we never made this a rule at pools?
Chairs not in use will be given to someone else.
And if an adult can have it, but because we get in the pool and we come out, these kids that never get out of the pool, stop giving them a whole chair at the pool. It's ridiculous and it's rude.
Right.
I'm done.
The instance that stands out in my head the most, when we were on the cruise.
Oh. A cruise is another perfect example when you can, or a resort.
We took a cruise last year, right? And on the cruise, plenty towels, plenty chairs, nobody in them, but they're all claimed.
See?
And you sitting there scrambling, trying to find a chair for a group.
Where do we sit? But it's irrelevant because they're all taking them all.
And nobody using none of them. Oh, that's so annoying. You're right.
I feel like we just need to think about this at pools and beaches and wherever. There's a limited amount of chairs.
Yeah.
Stop giving them to the kids, and I'm done.
Touche. I'm mad at it.
My PSA, my pool PSA for the day.
I like the rhyme. The pool PSA for the day.
The pool PSA. Because we're in the heart of summer. Somebody texted in, thank you for addressing that. I take one chair. My kids' shoes and stuff goes under my chair. Same now.
That's good.
Same.
That's a good way. What rule of thumb? You know what I'm saying? Like, organize it.
Just have some awareness of the people around you. And you know you see people walking out looking for a chair.
Yep.
And you know you see your kids' towels on those chairs. Stop looking away. I'm looking you in the eye now.
Everybody goes, ooh, look at my phone. Ooh, look at the book. Oh, find my kids. Ignore. I'm sleeping. Yeah, all right.
PSA. There you go. You're welcome. I'm done.
PSA for the day.
For the day. I'm done. 103.7 Kiss FM. Remember, when you're at the pool, stop wasting chairs.
Give your chair up for a grown-up today.
Or a pregnant lady.
Yeah.
Kiss FM.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.